This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans, on this Friday night from Troy. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. The Sydney Yellow Jackets on the road, second GWAC North game of the year for Sydney. Troy, the opposition. Troy's played a game in the GWAC North as well, having clubbed Greenville 66-26, Troy's only game thus far. Meanwhile, Sydney is 2-1, having played road games to this point, Chuck, against Tippecanoe, Mason, and Belle Fountain, the game we covered this past Tuesday night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Andre Gordon led the way. He had good team support. It was a fine victory for Sydney, which struggled early and then simply outran, outpaced Belle Fountain, which couldn't keep up. Sydney, I think, could have won the game by in excess of 20. Gordon put on a show with dunks. Rotez Roberts had one, and Sydney moved the ball around the floor at will and got up and down the court, fast breaking pretty comfortably against Belle Fountain. Interesting matchup tonight. Troy, a year ago in the tournament against Sydney, played a box and one on Andre Gordon. That was a 20-20 game at the half a year ago in the tournament when Sydney met Troy. Sydney went on to win by 20. I don't think it's going to be that easy here this evening. This might be head coach Paul Bremigen's best team in 4 years here at Troy. John Willoughby's third at Sydney. 70 years head coaching experience between the two, Willoughby and Bremigen.
Well, going back to some of the points you made, I think at Belle Fountain, the thing that got Sydney off to the slow start was they've had trouble attacking Belle Fountain zone. They wanted to just go ahead and launch threes. They weren't making them. As soon as they put Roberts down on a baseline, they started to hit him, collapsing the zone, bringing the ball back out. They got better looks. They got the ball inside. And Gordon was just a monster the whole night. He's just that good.
And how about Sydney's defense, which fueled the offense at times?
Well, they will. I mean, they're very quick, and that's what you got to do. They're going to get junk defenses against Gordon. They're going to get a lot of zone. And for them to be able to score the points they want to score, they're going to have to get steals and run. They run off of missed shots. They run off of rebounds. And they run every chance they get. And that's what they're going to want to do again tonight.
I tell you what, if Wernz is scoring from the outside a little bit, Hudgens is making a few shots occasionally, and Rontez Roberts is a force around the basket to offset the defense, which Andre Gordon is going to see, Sydney's going to be a real tough challenge to beat all year long.
Oh, they are. I mean, Roberts, you talk about, he's a good offensive player. He's a great defensive player. That young man blocked, I think he had 5 or 6 blocks in the Bell Fountain game. He is the all-time leading shot blocker for the Yellow Jackets, and they've had some awfully good basketball players through the years.
And I think that Wernz at 6'3 at a wing is an X factor. He can jump and shoot the ball over just about anybody from long range. Sydney was helped off the bench. Dominic Durr came in and played well. Jace Conrad came in and played well. Lathan Jones came in and played well. Reminds me of Coach Adam Dungy's football team. A lot of players at the skill positions.
Absolutely. And if you take a look at it, Gordon picked up his second foul late in the first quarter, sat most of the second quarter, came back in and played a little bit, but they didn't lose anything with that. They've got a very deep, talented basketball team, and I think they're only going to get better as the season goes on.
And I didn't mean to slight Darren Taborn, who started. Devin Taborn came off the bench. Each of the Taborns played very well in that win over
right.
Bell Fountain.
Yeah, you can go right down the line. Everybody who got on the floor played well.
This Troy team is equally balanced this year. Head coach Paul Bremigen's fourth campaign here at Troy. And the Trojans have got a lot of good shooters back from the team a year ago. The club last season was fairly young. This season's team is far more experienced. And the win over Greenville, which didn't pose much opposition in Troy's first game. A young man who will not start tonight, Jacob Martinez, a 6'2 senior, had 11 points in the first quarter against Greenville. And Caillou Monroe, a 6'2" senior, pumped in 19 for the game. Good help off the bench. Jaden Owens had 7. Caleb Fogarty had 7. The football quarterback, Braden Seiler, chipped in with a half dozen points. More field goals for Troy in that game, in the win over Greenville, than Greenville had
points.
Well, yeah, they had. Troy had way more points.
They had more field goals than Greenville had points.
That's what it was.
Okay.
More field goals for Troy in the win over Greenville than Greenville had points.
Right.
Rarely do you see that.
Greenville's a very, very poor basketball team. So Troy's going to get a look at some things that they surely didn't see in their first game.
So that Troy win over Greenville maybe skewed a little bit. Who knows? Greenville will get better. Troy obviously played extremely well in its opener, as did Sydney in its opener against Tippecanoe. Sydney with 2 more games under its belt than Troy. Is that a difference tonight, Chuck?
Oh, I think so, a little bit. I mean, in the fact that this is their fourth road game, so they're not intimidated by coming into the gym. Pretty decent crowd tonight. I got here late and had to park in a fire lane, so don't tell the fire marshal I did that. But I think that the Sydney's got the advantage tonight. They got the advantage in talent, and they've got the advantage in the fact that Sydney's not going to be intimidated playing a road game. They're used to it.
This won't happen many times this year, but Rontez Roberts at 6'3" tall, maybe 6'3¼", plays like he's 6'5 or 6'6". Rontez Roberts, on paper, is the tallest young man on the court tonight, both teams considered. Won't be the case in other GWOC North matchups this season for Sydney. But tonight, Rontez Roberts should be able to clean the boards. He should have a field day up on the glass in this game tonight.
Right. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And what you look at, I mean, I'm anxious to see Troy and to see their athletes. But we know Sydney's got athletes, and that's how you rebound. That's how you play defense. That's how you run the floor. And a couple of dunks by these young men really gets the crowd going, gets the teammates going. That's what Sydney needs to do early tonight to get the Troy kids kind of demoralized.
Live ball turnovers and points off line ball, points off live ball turnovers. Big factor in this game this evening.
Well, they are in lots of games. When you got a team as good defensively as Sydney is, Troy can't afford to turn the ball over at midcourt because they're going to give up two.
It's interesting. We've got two crafty veteran coaches here tonight. Because I tell you what, if you start out as a young head coach in the 2000s, you're not going to last, I don't think, 40 years coaching high school basketball. John Willoughby's approaching 40. Paul Bremigen is right near 40 now. These are iron men. They're a lot of savvy, know-how. And they've adapted over the years. The young high school athletes changed, and these coaches have modified their approaches.
Well, they haven't had any choice. And I'll tell you, one of the things that I'm impressed with, to coach in the Shelby County League, you've got parental support.
Yep.
You've got, you know, two-parent families. You've got people that just worship you as the head coach, Rushi and Houston. For them to step into the Division I, bigger schools with a few more problems that you have in the smaller schools,
right,
and for them to be as successful as they have been tells you how good of coaches they are.
Yeah, very well said. Sydney on the road here at Troy, the Yellow Jackets' fourth straight road game starting out the 2018-19 campaign. And we've got the starting lineups and the opening tip coming up in just a few minutes. I'd like to let you know that we are on the web online tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And in Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn that you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Head coach John Willoughby of Sydney versus head coach Paul Bremigen of Troy here tonight. Sydney swept Troy 1 year ago, beat him 3-0. Troy has other ideas tonight in game 2 of the GWAC North for both clubs. We've got the tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call
800-498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Sydney Yellow Jackets with a mark of 2-1. Troy Trojans 1-0. Yes, Troy clobbered Greenville. Easy win in Sydney's, or I should say Troy's, only game so far. But not great opposition provided for Troy. Nonetheless, Trojans come in, no doubt, Chuck, with a lot of confidence and look to beat Sydney for the first time in three seasons.
Well, I don't think they're not coming in here thinking they're going to lose the basketball game.
Right.
And, I mean, they certainly have a shot at it. I want to see what kind of defense they're going to throw. Adam Paul Vremingen been doing this forever. I don't think we're going to see straight up man-to-man, although he likes to play man-to-man through the years. But we'll kind of see what kind of things he tries to do to slow down Andre Gordon and the Yellow Jackets.
It'll be some kind of a modified zone, maybe a little man-to-man here and there in part against Andre, but you can bet a 2-3, a box and one, maybe some man occasionally. I don't know that Troy wants to pressure Sydney too much. Andre Gordon is like a runaway locomotive if he gets up ahead of steam. Starting lineups being introduced down on the floor at the moment. Of course, Troy in the home white, red numerals with red and gray trim. Sydney Yellow Jackets in the road, black from top to bottom with gold numbers. Sydney starts Rontez Roberts in the middle, 6'3½, a senior. Darren Taborn, Keith Lee at wings. Darren, 6'1", a junior. Keith Lee, 6'1", a senior. Andre Gordon, 6'2" tall, a senior. Josiah Hudgens, 6', a senior. And, of course, we'll see a host of players come off the bench for head coach John Willoughby. He's very deep in athletes, as I mentioned, just like head football coach Adam Dungis was on the gridiron.
Which one did you say was Troy's quarterback?
Siler.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on him for the Troy Trojans. He starts Braden Siler, 6'1", junior. Wears number 4 in his back. Austin Staniford, who hasn't played in a year, looked good in the opener, 6'3", a junior, on the floor for Troy to start. Caleb Fogarty, who scored 7 in the opener, 6', sophomore guard. Caillou Monroe, who had 19 in the first game, 6'2", a senior. He starts with Sam Shanefelt, who gets the nod in place of Jacob Martinez. Shanefelt, 6'2", and a sophomore, or I should say 6' tall and a soft. Opening tip to start the game is won by the Yellow Jackets, who get a quick 3 try from Darren Taborn, and it's no good off the back brace.
It was a box and one, too. They were guarding Gordon on the perimeter, playing a box defensively.
Yep, just as we figured so. Here's Siler out front for Troy, which may try to slow the tempo down a little bit. Well, just as soon as I say that, Troy lets go a long 3 from way downtown. It's missed by Monroe off the back brace. Here's Sydney pushing it down the floor into the paint. And here's a defensive foul on Troy. In the act of shooting was Rontez Roberts of Sydney. Little surprise that Troy unloaded the long 3 ball right out of the gate.
That was deep. If they're making them, I guess it's okay. But all that's going to do is get Sydney running the floor if they're missing them.
Rontez Roberts at the stripe misses the shot. Sydney shot free throws better since the opening game when the Yellow Jackets were at about 50%.
They were 10 of 12 in the Bell Fountain game Tuesday.
Yeah, much improved on the road against the Chieftains. Second free throw by Rontez is dead on. Here is pressure from Sydney in backcourt. Siler bounce pass up the left side. It goes on the play to Caleb Fogarty. Intercepted, though, by Sydney. Gordon's got it. Races down the floor, leaves it to a teammate behind him. Here's a drive toward the rim, and it's missed on the play by Darren Taborn, and Troy snatches it. 1-0 Sydney. We played a minute. Here is Caillou Monroe. Takes the pass, top of the circle for Troy, glides into the lane, missed a runner. Rebound by Sydney. Yellow Jackets down the floor, Darren Taborn. Taborn hits a teammate who drives to the rim. Off-balance shot, missed, and Troy's got the board. Sydney's missed a couple in tight. Here's Schoenfeld in backcourt for Troy. Ball looped into the lane to Seiler on the arc to Monroe. Sydney lets him go. Boy, that shot by Monroe didn't look pretty. Way off to the left. Long rebound, though, ricochets to Troy. Ball thrown into the lane to Stanifer. On the arc to a teammate, Schoenfeld. He missed the three try, and Sydney got the rebound. Airmailed a long pass down the floor. Here's a shot at the rim. It is no good off the back race by Lee, and Troy's got the board. Some missed easy attempts by Sydney here in the early going, and then Troy powers a forward into the lane, and the shot is laid up, missed on the play, but a foul against Sydney.
Boy, they're missing some point-blank shots to start the game.
Yeah, Sydney's up 1-0. Could easily be 7-0. We played 2 minutes. It was Sam Schoenfeld who barged into the paint area, and he forced Sydney to cover him up with aggressive defense. Schoenfeld managed to release the ball toward the rim, got two free throws. He drained the first. His second is way short, and the rebound is yanked down by Caillou Monroe. Feeds on the arc to Braden Seiler. He guns a triple. It's way off to the left. Neither team is shooting it. And Sydney's got the rebound. Rodtez Roberts quickly down the floor. Hits a teammate. Steaming in from the left corner. It's Josiah Hudgens. He's bumped as he took it to the rack. Not ruled in the act of shooting. Sydney's ball baseline left. 1-1 on the scoreboard. 5:50 left opening quarter. Ball lobbed into Andre Gordon. Outside high right to Hudgens. Hudgens sizes up a triple. Look out. He's got it. Wide open was Josiah Hudgens, and he nailed it. 4-1 Sydney. Three-quarter court pressure. In backcourt is Caillou Monroe for Troy. Goes up the left side to teammate Fogarty. Now back to Monroe between the rings. Caillou dribbles between his legs. Ugly-looking shot. Wow, let it fly from 15 feet while motoring toward the rim. It was way short. Caught the beneath side of the iron. Here's Sydney back down the floor in a hurry. It's Keith Lee. He slips his man into the lane. Shot no good, but a foul on Troy, which has had lousy shot selection so far in this game.
Well, Monroe is trying to force too much. I'm sure he looks smooth. He's a pretty good basketball player. The shots he's taking are not good shots.
Keith Lee at the stripe for Sydney. He's got a pair, and he hits the first. 5:13 left to go here in the first quarter. Sydney 5, Troy 1. Trojans have gone nearly 3 minutes without a field goal here at the outset of this game. Second shot pumped up there and made. Good start at the stripe for Sydney, which leads 6-1. In backcourt, it's Seiler to Schoenfeld to Monroe. Stabbed away by Sydney. Nearly a clean steal by a Yellow Jacket. Far side of the court. Almost a theft by Darren Taborn. Troy inbounds to Monroe. Well, he's the hot shot. He dribbles between the legs, top of the circle. Goes down the left side of the lane. Scoops it with one hand. Sydney blocked it. Troy got the long rebound in the corner. A triple try by Fogarty, well off the mark, rebound down to Sydney.
You're not going to finger roll the ball with Roberts in there. That thing went out faster than it came in.
Uh-oh, Hudgens again. He shook free in the right corner, and he unleashed a three ball. Troy didn't go out and pick him up. Soft spot in the zone. Hudgens made Troy pay, and it's 9-1 Yellow Jackets timeout. Troy, 4:42 left in the first on Scorers Broadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Route 47 west of I-75. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find your perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit the beautiful showroom at Goffney. Hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney and go Yellow Jackets, who lead 9-1 with 4.5 to go here in the first quarter of play. Troy having difficulty inbounding, knocked out by Sydney at the center stripe. Now Seiler's got it for Troy. Up the floor to Schoenfeld. Here's a deep three, left corner. Pumped up from long range by Fogarty. Short, no good. The ball skipped the rim. Weak side rebound by Seiler. Seiler looks down inside for Staniford. Can't find him. Now Seiler retreats to the arc. Good defense out there by Dominic Durr, who's in off the bench. Now back to Seiler. Darren Taborn picks up Seiler now. It goes opposite left corner to Ryan Davis, who's in, a 6'2 junior. Troy having difficulty against the tight man-to-man from Sydney. Here's a steal. Ball intercepted by Darren Taborn. He flies down the floor in a flurry and missed the shot. Rebound by Troy the other way. 9-1 Sydney. Ball dumped off baseline. Touched by Sydney, out of bounds to Troy. 3 minutes and 43 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Sydney's missed 4 or 5 gimmies. The lead could be as much as 17-1. Troy cannot find the range. All of Troy's shots have been clear misses, nothing close. Having checked in now for Troy, Yellow Jackets have a new player on the floor. It's Jacob Martinez. Ball handed off top of the circle to Staniford. Punched away by Sydney. Yellow Jackets get it. And Troy fouls in backcourt. Tell you what, so far for the Trojans, it's been all thumbs.
Yeah, they've not looked very good. I have no clue who 21 is for Troy.
No, I've got three different lineups here, Chuck.
I can't find the 21 even on the JV roster.
No.
We'll call him old Mr. 21.
I'm going to guess that maybe that's Jacob Martinez.
No, I don't think so. I heard the announcement. I didn't catch the name, but it wasn't Martinez.
Here is Sydney passing it across the zone against Troy. From the left wing, it's Wirtz who jettisons up a three ball. It hit the back iron, was slapped out of bounds by Troy. Trey Wirtz in now for Sydney. 6'3" junior. Boy, he's got the capability of getting on a hot streak. He can burn up that zone fast. Ball knocked out of bounds by Troy beneath the rim. Wirtz looking to throw in again. Lobs to Gordon, 25 feet away. Sydney's built this 8-point lead, Chuck, and Andre hasn't done much. Here's a drive by Gordon right down the paint. He meets resistance below the net. He's fouled in the act of shooting.
That's his first shot.
And that's a good sign for Sydney. Up 9-1. And Andre Gordon doesn't get a shot till beyond the 5-minute mark. Andre's free throw short, no good. Second one upcoming. Thanks to a new underwriting sponsor here on scorersbroadcast.com, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market, and for good reason, quality and reliability. Regal Trophy and Awards, everybody's favorite forever. In the Upper Miami Valley, for a long time, businesses have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engravings. need trophies, plaques, and awards? Well, colleges and schools have relied on Regal forever as well. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. Andre Gordon made a free throw, missed a free throw. Troy got the rebound. Sydney stole it, broke down the floor in a hurry. Layup by Andre Gordon, good, and it's 12-1 Yellow Jackets. In backcourt, Troy having a real difficult time getting it to the timeline. The 10-second count is on, and with a second to spare, head coach Paul Bremigen of Troy gets a timeout. 2:35 left to go here in the opening quarter of play. And Sydney's got an 11-point cushion, 12-1 over Troy on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Eric Viney, V-I-N-E-Y, the new player for Troy on the floor, a 6-foot guard. He's in backcourt right now with Seiler. Troy really hurting, down 11, 12-1, 2.5 to go here in the opening period. Seiler to Viney, 30 feet away from the basket. Deep left corner. Viney gave it up, got it back. Looks for the cutter, Seiler can't find him. Loops the top of the circle to Caillou Monroe, back to Viney. Viney with the shot fake, starts to drive on Roberts. Off balance shot, hit the window, didn't catch the iron, came off to Sydney easily. Yellow Jackets down the floor in the left corner. Here's a long three-pointer missed by Jace Conrad. Ball knocked to the arc. Andre Gordon tries a triple. It flares off the rim, and Sydney's got another long carom. 12-1 Sydney, a minute 50 left in the first quarter. Ball bounced down to Wirtz in the right corner. Goes baseline to Rontez Roberts. Stabbed out of bounds by Troy. Not the kind of start for Troy, Chuck, I expected.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sydney's really pushing them around and not letting them get to the end of the spots they want to be offensively. They're settling for long shots.
And Troy looks very uncomfortable, to say the least. Wirtz inbounding in the corner of the floor. Goes to Gordon. He tries to slip through a double team. Pulls up the elbow on the right. Fadeaway 16-footer short. Oh, what a heck of a rebound on the inside by Dominic Durr. To Wirtz from three-point land. It is hard, and the rebound comes down to Troy. Here's a good move by Monroe at midcourt. Goes to Viney in the left corner. Block shot by Rontez Roberts. It's loose on the deck. A scrum. The tie-up occurs.
My goodness.
A minute 19 left here in the opening quarter. 12-1 in favor of Sydney. Yellow Jackets so far, Chuck, have what, 4 field goals in this game?
They've got 3 field goals in the game, 2 threes and a 2.
And I bet Sydney's no better than 3 for 15, but still leading 12-1. Here's a 3-point shot by Conrad, way short, no good. Rebound laid up and in by Sydney. Johnny on the spot was Wirtz, and we've got Troy against pressure, turning it over at the timeline. 14-1 Sydney. And the Yellow Jackets, Chuck, have shot it poorly, but the defense against Troy has been suffocating.
Yeah, I mean, Troy hasn't had a good look at the basket yet.
A minute and a second to go here in the first quarter. Wirtz lobs it in backcourt to Andre Gordon. He's picked up by Seiler 30 feet away. Rontez Roberts provides a screen. Ball fed to Wirtz. Deep three, right side of the floor. Short, no good. Scrappy rebound below the rim by Dominic Durr. Hooked away by Troy, out of bounds to Sydney below the basket with 48.5 to go in the first.
That block that Roberts had down the floor just a minute ago, I thought he was going to hit his head on the rim.
Ball lobbed in, out back to Hudgens. Deep right corner, Sydney's got it. Baseline, Darren Taborn goes opposite to Wirtz. Oh, what a pass. On the finish, Wirtz for 2. 16-1, Sydney. We didn't expect this. A 15-point game. We've still got a half minute to go in the first quarter. Here's Caillou Monroe, baseline right for Troy. Goes opposite, left corner of the floor. Long three-pointer by Seiler is swished. And that's the first field goal of the game for Troy, and it took nearly 8 minutes. 14 seconds to go, first period. 16-4, Sydney leads. Gordon dribbling at midcourt. Veers to the right with seven to play. Still on the bounce. He's double-teamed and then heaves it out of bounds. 4.1 left here in the opening stanza. Pressure from Sydney. 10 players in backcourt. Troy will have a difficult time getting a decent look here. The ball is heaved by Seiler. A long fly pattern down the floor, intercepted by Sydney, which gets a half-court shot, but just off to the right. Good try by Dominic Durr as he shot one from 45 feet and nearly made it. 16-4, Sydney, after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
All Sydney so far here at Troy on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Very good crowd on hand for this game. So far, Sydney leads at 16-4. Sydney's defense has been excellent. Very poor shooting by both teams in this game. But Sydney's made enough shots to lead by a dozen. Troy's first field goal came in the final 14 seconds of the opening period.
Well, Hudgens has eight and Wernz has four. Those two young men have done the bulk of the scoring for Sydney.
That's what is going to make Sydney a real tough out all year long. The fact that Andre Gordon can be helped by so many fine athletes who can shoot the ball exceedingly well. Here is Troy on offensive possession after a break in the action at the end of the first period, and Troy gets four or five shot attempts on that possession of the basketball. And finally, Caillou Monroe right in front sticks it in at 16-6. Sydney's lead is 10. Top of the circle, Durr goes to Gordon, back to Durr, head of the key for Sydney. Penetrates the lane. Look at that floater. In and out. No good. Tough break. Strong rebound on the inside by Sydney. Ball dealt to Wernz. He walked. Lathan Jones in off the bench. Snagged a big board. Fed it to Wernz. And Wernz was contacted down low, took steps. Good call by the referee. Troy possession. 16-6 in favor of Sydney. Here is Troy beating pressure. Seiler down the floor, pulls up. Fadeaway 10-footer off the flange. Rebound to Sydney. Back the other way, Rontez Roberts. Gave it up, got it back. Near wing, Keith Lee. Baseline left, Dominic Durr. Into the lane, shot fake. Out of trouble to Roberts. He jukes down the lane, left it short. Another gimme right in front of Sydney. It won't go down.
Well, they're getting in the middle of this box defense, but they're just not shooting the ball well.
Here is Troy against Sydney. Nearly throws it away. An errant pass luckily goes on the arc to Viney, who hoists up a three, airballs it. But Troy gets the rebound below the rim. Deep three left corner by Schoenfeld. It barely catches iron. Rebound down to Sydney. Troy's shots, Chuck, are not even close. 16-6, Sydney. Top of the circle, Keith Lee. A minute gone here in the second quarter. Sydney's defense has been very good. Troy has had a few fine shot attempts, open looks, but those are barely drawing iron. Boy, with a few more makes on the easy misses, Sydney could be in front, Chuck, by as many as 20 points. Little drive down the lane, Dominic Durr, floater right in front, five-footer, and it is no good. It hit the rim, hit the backboard, trickled off. Troy with the rebound ahead to Seiler. Hits a teammate in the lane. Here's a power move in very close by Austin Staniford. It is no good. Deflected. Good play by Sydney. Andre Gordon on the loose. Hacking foul against Troy over the timeline. 16-6 in favor of Sydney. Yellow Jackets are up 10.
It's another block shot that time down the floor by Roberts. I mean, he didn't get much of it, but it was still a block shot.
Troy, Chuck, is very fortunate the Trojans are down by just 10 points.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you've been watching this game. If you weren't looking at the scoreboard, you'd think it was at least a 30-point lead.
Here's Darren Taborn, wide open look. Troy doesn't come out to guard him. He misfires from three-point land. Loose ball rebound to Hudgens. Oh, buddy, you leave Hudgens open, Josiah will make you pay. He capitalizes again. And quickly, Troy down the floor, a running one-hander, and Andre Gordon swats it up into the fifth row.
Wow. I am so glad that kid came back from West Virginia. Is he fun to watch?
Josiah Hudgens has got 11 to spark Sydney to a 19-6 lead. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Yeah, Andre Gordon, Chuck, leaps off the floor as if he's bouncing from a trampoline. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The spring he's got. And he's so quick off his feet
as well.
That's
the key. He's a quick jumper. Just like Roberts is a quick jumper.
Substitution for Troy as Seiler exits. Trojans now have Trevon Archie on the floor. And here's an intercepted pass by Sydney in a long throw down the floor to Gordon, who dunks it. Andre with a flush right in the face of Archie of Troy. 21-6 in favor of the Yellow Jackets. Here is Troy. Herky-jerky move down the lane. All the way to the rim. Martinez, no good. Tipped away out of bounds off Troy. 21-6 in favor of Sydney with 4:44 to go here in the second quarter. And Chuck, Sydney really hasn't played very well. Well, they've played hard, missed some open shots. The lead could be bigger. Sydney's defense again fueling its offensive attack. 25 feet away, here's Darren Taborn with the ball. Knocked loose on the play by Troy. A run out by Viney down the floor. No good. The follow-up is in by Monroe, but Troy is heartbroken because the rebound basket won't count. Viney was fouled on the first shot.
Yeah, he's got to shoot free throws. That's one of those where it was like football. You decline the penalty.
Right. Tough break for the Trojans, who are still stuck at 6. 21-6 Sydney, 4:28 to go here in the second quarter. Free throw by Viney, and that rims.
Well, he double clutched twice up there. You didn't have a whole lot of confidence that shot was going in, that's for sure.
Viney again takes the ball around behind his back before shooting the free throw and misses again. Hit every inch of the rim and came off. Rebound Sydney in a hurry. Bounce pass down the floor to Rotez Roberts, who hits the cutter in the lane. Shot is laid up on the ring, and it rolls in.
Hudgens again.
That was Hudgens again, wasn't it, Chuck? Wow, he's got 13. He's all over the place. Here's a sneaky play by Sydney coming up from behind. Darren Taborn with a sleight of hand move. Wow, was that tricky. He swiped it from the Troy player who was entering the forecourt, and then the Trojans, in their anxiety, fouled to try to get the ball back, and the Yellow Jackets have the 1-1. Not only is Troy down 17, the Trojans have put Sydney in the bonus.
Oh, that, at least if they're in the bonus, they're not being pressed and turning the ball over.
That's right.
Shooting free throws.
Yep. Sydney Yellow Jackets are in the lead 23-6. We played half the second quarter. Free throw no good. Hard by Hudgens. It hit the heel and was poked out of bounds by Sydney. Foul called against the Yellow Jackets for pushing. Keith Lee picked it up. Tell you what, this is going to be a multiple-pronged offensive team all year long that will be tough to stop, because if you shade a couple men at Andre Gordon, you've got sharpshooters elsewhere on the floor for Sydney who can score.
Yeah, well, I mean, teams are going to try to take Gordon out, and I'm not saying I wouldn't do the same thing. There's a lot more talent out there than Andre.
Here's a double team by Sydney at midcourt, nearly stolen. Ball fed from Viney to Seiler, and then Seiler heaves it back to Viney up over top and out of bounds. 17-point lead for Sydney with 3:51 to go in the second quarter. Here's the ball inbounded to Andre Gordon, 25 feet away. Dumps it down short corner to Rontez Roberts. On the arc to the three-point shooter, a lot of rim. It bounces in! Dominic Durr with a lucky hop off the iron. I said Durr, number one. It was Keith Lee, 11. Keith Lee says, thank you very much, kind baskets here at Troy. That ball skipped around, hit every centimeter of the iron before rolling down through the ropes. 26-6. Sydney's biggest lead is 20. Troy counters with a triple from the left corner. It's bouncing around, comes off no good. Rebound down on the inside. Stick back, by Austin Staniford, but he's fouled. Rontez Roberts picks it up, his first, team's fifth, 26-6 in favor of Sydney over Troy with 3:21 to go here in the first half. Staniford, a left-hander, arches up the free throw, and it's a little crooked off to the left. Not a good shooting night for Troy. Obviously, it's an understatement. The defense provided by Sydney here tonight against Troy, terrific compared to what Greenville was able to offer in Troy's first game win, 66-26. Both free throws no good. Rebound down the floor quickly, Sydney. It's Lee. On the arc to Gordon. He hurls up a triple, 23-footer. It hit the heel, no good. Rebound down to Shaneyfelt for Troy. 3 minutes left, second quarter. Here's Viney up over the timeline. He's doubled. He's tripled. Throws it away. It's loose on the deck. Sydney's got it. Shoving foul against Troy. An amazing difference, Chuck, in terms of quickness. Sydney, the much faster team. The hands are snappier. Quicker steps on the floor. And oftentimes deflections by Sydney. A result in Troy trying to get the ball back, and they're not in position to get the steal.
No, I mean, this is all one-sided so far.
1-1 for Troy, shot up and in. Or I should say for Sydney. Yeah,
Devin Taborn, I think that's the number I'm seeing down there.
Taborn, 32, freshman and off the bench, 5 feet, 9 inches tall. He shoots the second one up there left-handed, a bit strong. Rebound down to Troy. Here's a very bad pass at midcourt. Sydney steals. Rontez Roberts in the lane. Four-footer, no good. Andre Gordon fouls over the back. Chuck, that was about the 7th shot from inside 5 feet that Sydney's missed in this game, though Sydney leads 27-6.
Yeah, Roberts changed his shot that time. Didn't need to. Could have taken it strong to the basket.
Yep.
You can tell how... I never get to this point in my rebound line in the first half. I'm almost out of room. That's how bad the shooting has been on both ends of the floor.
And Troy has had very few shots, just a couple, that have been close to going in.
Yeah, they're not a real good shooting team.
Full court pressure by Sydney. Viney in backcourt is doubled. Ball pried away by Sydney. Gotten back to Staniford. 10-second count is on. Viney dribbles up the right side. Blocking foul at midcourt by Lee of Sydney. And he gets a technical foul.
And he should have.
For jumping up and down and displaying a lot of gyrations. He didn't like the call. He thought maybe he defended well. Tell you what, the 10-second count was up to about 9.5. Foul on Sydney. It was a...
It's going to be 1-1.
Yeah, team foul 7. So we got a 1-1. Then we've got a technical situation. Ball out of bounds to Troy with 2:38 to go here in the second quarter. And Sydney with its biggest lead, 27-6.
Well, and the sad part for Keith is He fouled him. Yeah. There was no reason to have that animation right there.
No. And I tell you what, Chuck, had he fouled him, not liked the call, been displeased, been a little excited and disappointed, and jumped up and down maybe once or twice, but he jumped up and down five or six times and threw his hands over his face.
Yeah, he wasn't getting away with that.
No, no. Viney missed the foul shot. What else would you think? And that was the one and one. And now Troy's at the free throw line. Trayvon Archie, 6'1 junior, will get the technical shots. Again, about 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Archie swishes the tech, and he gets technical free throw number two. 27-7, Sydney by 20. That 27-6 lead had been the biggest. Second foul shot on the way. In again. Those were pretty. All cord. Neither one hit the rim.
3 for 9 now from the free throw line for Troy. They're just not shooting it well anyplace.
And Troy was 1 of 7 at the stripe before those two makes. And shooting it no better from the field either is Troy. Under 2.5 to go now here in the second quarter. Troy inbounds to Seiler, 25 feet away. Seiler on the bounce down the left side. Throws to the high post. Sydney got a piece of it. Gobbled up, though, by Staniford. Gives to Schoenfeld on the arc with 2:20 left to go in the second quarter. 27-8 in favor of Sydney. Sounds like a Sydney-Troy football score. Here's a ball bounced by a Troy player off the foot of a Yellow Jacket. Kicking. Ball out of bounds to Troy. Baseline left of the rim. And looking to throw it in is Caleb Fogarty. Now to Staniford, 25 feet away. Hits a teammate who shoots a three. It's Seiler. Short. No good. Rebound lost in the corner with Troy. Sydney gobbles it up. Here's Jace Conrad down the floor. Knocked free by Troy from behind. Steal by Staniford. Outlet pass goes to Fogarty. Hits a cutter coming in from the left wing. The layup is missed. But Shaney fell. Stick back. No good. Troy missed two easy wins. Sydney got the rebound. Head coach John Willoughby says, this is too much of a track meet right now. Let's get settled down. 27-8, Sydney. Minute 46 to go. Second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have 5 more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, plus Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Here's a three-point try by Sydney. Boy, a good-looking rainbow from way downtown by the Yellow Jackets. It is up and in by Devin Taborn off the bench. Tell you what, Chuck, he's only a freshman, and he's going to get minutes from head coach John Willoughby. Countering is Troy. Three-point basket made by Trayvon Archie. 30-11, Sydney, with a minute left in the first half. Here's Rottes Roberts near midcourt. Has the ball batted and stolen, taken away by Troy. Here's a shot fake in the lane, then laid up and in by Caleb Fogarty. 5 straight points by Troy, and it's 30-13. Here is a bad pass by Troy at mid, or I should say by Sydney at midcourt. A run out by Troy. A layup is good again by Fogarty. And it's 30-15. 15-point lead for Sydney after it had swelled to 22. Seven straight with Troy here in the last 40 seconds. 44 ticks left on the clock here in the second quarter. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com is Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie in northwestern Shelby County. Maury's Landing Restaurant, fine food. You'll enjoy the catch of the day at Maury's. The baked haddock dinner is superb. You can taste that one at night. At noontime, how about the gourmet burger or the array of wraps? Open for breakfast at 6 a.m. And don't forget, a family of four can eat for $35 to $40 at Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie in northwest Shelby County. Maury's Landing, a new underwriting sponsor on ScoresBroadcast.com. Up Sydney's seen its 22-point bulge shaved to 15. Half minute to go, second quarter. Near side pass to Rottes Roberts. He darts into the lane. Throws onto the arc to Durr for a three-point shot. Way short. Soaring high is Roberts for the rebound. Missed it, no good. Tip tried. It is on the iron, and it comes off as Darren Taborden couldn't get it to go. But Troy slaps the rebound over the end line. Yep, Troy with a surge here in the last minute has made this a bit more interesting as we approach halftime. 20 seconds to go. Sydney's 22-point lead whittled to 15. Sydney to play for one. 30 feet out on the arc, it's Darren Taborden. Gives it up to Durr. Andre Gordon out on the floor at the moment. High left. Here's a fadeaway three by Darren Taborden. Short, no good. Rebound tapped up by Sydney. Was it a goaltending call on Troy? A foul? What's the whistle?
They called a foul. Jones is going to go to the line. That's going to be the end of the half. He gets to shoot two. Gordon picked up his second foul. That's why he's been out.
Tell you what, Chuck, that was a terrific offensive rebound try by Lathan Jones, and he's rewarded with two free throws after the buzzer. Way short, though, on the shot. Heck of an effort by Lathan Jones. Wow, he skied.
It's hard to shoot free throws with nobody on the lane like this.
Yeah, it is. And he's got the second, though. Jones missed one, made one. Lathan one for two at the stripe after a super offensive rebound, which resulted in the two foul shots after time had expired here at the end of the first half. With Sydney leading by a score of 31-15, biggest lead was 30-8. Sydney's defense has been blanketing Troy all night long, forcing many costly Troy turnovers. Sydney hasn't turned as many of them into points as the Yellow Jackets should have. The lead is 16. It could be approaching 25. It's not, though, simply because Sydney's missed some short shots. Troy has not shot it well at all from all over the floor. Halftime at Troy here on Scores Broadcast, 31-15. Yellow Jackets over the Trojans. We've got our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report coming up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And that we are. The radio on your phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Schools in Shelby County, plus Minster and Versailles outside Shelby County, are also in our purview. Tonight we're here at Troy. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. 31-15 Sydney, but 16 over Troy. Could be much worse. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck?
Well, if you take a look at the team stats, surprisingly, both teams have 10 offensive rebounds. Troy did rebound well, they just didn't shoot it well. 24-20 total rebounding advantage for the Yellow Jackets. Trojans turned the ball 12 times in the first half. Sydney turned it 6 times in the first half. Neither team shot free throws well. Sydney was 6 of 11. Troy was 3 of 9. Individual scoring for the Trojans. Archie had 5. They got 4 from Fogarty, 3 from Seiler, 2 from Monroe, a free throw from Shaney Felt. They scored 4 and 11, 15 for the first half. Sydney was led in scoring by Josiah Hudgens. He was outstanding. He had 13. Then it drops all the way down to 5 for Keith Lee, 4 each for Taborn and Wernz. They got 3 out of Andre Gordon. They got a single point from Jones, a single point from Roberts. They scored 16 and 15, and they lead it 31-15 at the half.
Chuck, I stopped counting the number of very short makeable shots Sydney missed. Troy barely caught iron on 8 to 10 15-foot jumpers. It's a lousy shooting game here tonight. I don't know how else to say it. Can't sugarcoat it. Neither team finding the range. Sydney, though, has just got too much athleticism for this Troy club, and I can't help but think the return match at Sydney will be the same way.
Well, unless Coach Prevagen finds some answer, because right now he doesn't have one.
Right.
They have done a good job. Andre Gordon, 3 points.
Right.
And they still trail by 16, and they could truly be down by 26.
Yeah. And that's going to be the trademark of this Sydney team all year if the Yellow Jackets are indeed extremely successful. On nights when Andre Gordon is handcuffed by good defenses and or he's not shooting it very well, Sydney's got the firepower to produce double digits from 2 and 3 other positions.
Yeah, they do. They're a balanced team, and you love to watch Roberts down there play defense. You can talk about Troy not shooting the ball well with all those offensive rebounds. He's got 5 or 6 blocks, and he's changed at least another 5 or 6 shots.
I said in the pregame that Rodtez will have an advantage tonight because on paper he's a half an inch to an inch taller than anyone else on Troy's roster. Now, you know, a half an inch isn't much.
Well, it helps to jump like you're 6'8".
Oh, boy.
His timing defensively is outstanding.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Sydney 31, Troy 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Troy High School. Sydney owns a 16-point cushion over Troy at our halftime break, 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter of this game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on Scores Broadcast, underwritten by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success and has done so since our start more than a dozen years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' basketball games, we highlight a cheerleader tonight from Sydney, an outstanding 4.3 GPA student, cheerleader Ava Money, a senior, daughter of Blake Money, active in cheer, National Honor Society, TV production, student government. She'll attend Bowling Green, and Chuck, she's after my heart. She wants to pursue a career in television broadcasting.
Well, she's got to be better looking than us because they won't let us on TV.
Isn't that for sure? Ava Money, daughter of Blake Money, 4.3 GPA senior cheerleader at Sydney. She is our LaCal Equipment student athlete spotlight performer tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Troy. Sydney leads by 16. It was a 22-point spread with about 90 seconds to go in the first half. It's now 16, was clipped to 15. Sydney got the last point of the second quarter, a free throw by Lathan Jones after time had expired. Here's a drive by Andre Gordon to start the third quarter. He missed it, got the rebound back, and had a shot from 4 feet, a banker, and could not get it to go.
Well, Troy came out playing straight man-to-man that time, and they've still got Seiler guarding Gordon, but he's on his own now.
Here is Troy trailing by 16 with the ball in the right corner. It's Seiler. On top to Monroe, running one-hander, banked it from 7 feet on the way to the rim. Short, no good. Rebound, Sydney, good position. Troy is over the shoulder. Staniford picked it up, his third. He's a good inside player for Troy. He's got 3 personal fouls now. Well, Yellow Jackets starting off the second half like they began the game, missing a shot from point-blank range. Here's an off-balance baseline J by Rottes Roberts. A lot of rim, and it goes in. Nice play by Rottes. Athletic-looking jump shot.
You're okay.
Somewhat unorthodox. Didn't square up. His shoulder was leaning toward the rim. Flipped it in with the right hand anyway. Here's a long three. Left corner, Troy. Good, but Caleb Fogarty. 33-18, 15-point lead for Sidney. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. Troy's done a good job on Andre Gordon. Yet Sidney leads by 15. Here's Andre on the arc, pulls up, shoots the 18-footer. No good. He was straddling the arc when he let it fly. Troy got the rebound, and then the Trojans heave it 60 feet out of bounds. That was Seiler throwing a forward pass on the gridiron.
Overthrew him, but there was pass interference, but it was uncatchable.
2 minutes gone, third quarter. Sidney leads 33-18. Gordon to midcourt. As Chuck noted, Seiler is glued to him right now. Man-to-man defense. Straight away, Hudgens, open player for Sidney. No good. It clangs off the iron. Rebound down to Monroe for Troy. He glides down the floor. Somebody's got to stop him. All the way to the rim. Oh, Rottes Roberts stops him with a block. He crammed it off the Trojans' mat at the end of the court.
Well, if you think that, if you're a Troy player, if you don't think that you're thinking about Roberts every time you shoot the ball, I promise you they are.
Oh, nice inbounds play right below the rim to Schoenfeld. Couldn't get the gimme to go. Then as it knocked away, Roberts steals from behind. Outlet pass to a teammate. Driving layup, Hudgens, no good. Foul by Troy near the rim. Trojans wanted a block shot, but no dice. Tell you what, Chuck, Rottes Roberts can come from 2-3 players away. He may not even be in sight when you drive to the rim, yet he'll come off his man and leapfrog into the air and block your shot after having left the floor from 7 or 8 feet behind you.
Well, he blocks more of the people he's not guarding shots than he does his own player.
Exactly. Here is Josiah Hudgens at the line shooting the free throw. Missed it. 33-18, Sidney. 5:46 to go, third quarter. Second shot, Hudgens. And that's strong. Rebound, Troy. Sidney leads by 15. It could be well over 20, even 25. Here is Monroe, 30 feet out for Troy. Dribbles between the legs. Hands it off on the play to Schoenfeld, who fakes left, goes right. Running one-hander, banked it high off the glass, no good. Strong rebound, Roberts. He cleared it easily. Fed it down the floor to the driving Taborn. Blocked away by Troy. Good defense on the inside by Monroe of the Trojans as he pulled a Rottes Roberts on that one. Deep left corner, it's Ryan Davis with it now for Troy. 6'2 junior to Monroe. Enters the lane and banked it in on the run. Nice play. Caillou Monroe for Troy. The lead is 13. Oh, look at that feed. What a pass down the floor by Sidney. Tremendous look by Darren Taborn for Andre Gordon. He had his man beaten by a couple of steps, and Taborn threaded the needle. Here's a steal. Pass ahead to Taborn. Layup good. 4 quick points for Sidney, which leads by 17. 4:35 left to go. Another steal by Sidney. Yellow Jackets have it deep in the corner. It's Gordon. Lobs it way out back to a teammate. It is Durr, 25 feet away. Hand off to Taborn. Taborn into the top of the circle. Darren on the bounce. Feeds to Gordon back to the basket, mid-post area. Comes near side to Taborn, down inside to Roberts. He twirls, banks it, no good. Rebound down to Troy. Here come the Trojans, right corner Fogarty. Stops and pops, three-point land, bullseye.
He's a pretty good-looking sophomore.
Nice stroke, good form. Fogarty knocks it down, 37-23. Sidney back in a hurry. Driving layup, no good, but Rottes Roberts cleans it up. 39-23, Sidney by 16, 3:40 left here in the third quarter. Monroe loops it to Davis. Davis to Schoenfeld. Oh, nice bounce pass. Running one-hander with the left. No good. Rottes Roberts interfere with a shot. Back the other way, Sidney. 3-on-2 break, thrown away by the Yellow Jackets. Here comes Davis for Troy, 1-on-3. He's going to pull up. gives it to the trailer. Siler to the rim, missed a layup. Sidney's got the rebound. Boy, it is a track meet right now, fast and furious. Andre Gordon to the rack, right down the pike. Good! Andre Gordon would not be stopped. And that field goal by him sends it to 18-41-23. Timeout Trojans, three to go here in the third on scorersbroadcast.com.
Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
So many thanks to the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, Route 47, west of I-75. That's West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go to the website, GoffneyFurniture.com, GoffneyFurniture.com. Go Goffney. Under three to go here in the third quarter. Troy into the forecourt. Here's a long three-pointer outside the arc of the right flank. It's good. Beautiful-looking shot by Trayvon Archie. He tries to ignite Troy. The lead 15 for Sydney. Fogarty and Archie have made threes here in this period for the Trojans. Here's Darren Daporn. Daporn, out back for Sydney. Short on the triple try. Rebound down to Troy. Here's Monroe on the giddy-up into the lane. Coughed up the ball, but a contact foul by Darren Daborn of Sydney. Easy for me to say, Darren Daborn. I want to call him Taron Daborn.
It was Daypor last week.
Yes. Darren Daborn and Devin Daborn, fine contributors to the Sydney cause. We have liked the looks of Devin Daborn, the freshman. Boy, he performed splendidly on Tuesday night. He's looked good in a reserve role sparingly here this evening. Well, Caillou Monroe has just dropped in a couple of free throws for Troy, fouled in the act of shooting, and the lead for Sydney is 13, 41 to 28. It's been as much as 22. Oh, here's a good look. Andre Gordon whipped a pass to the cutter Wertz, and he caught it in stride in the lane. Assist Gordon. Here is Troy back down the floor in a hurry. Andre Gordon bothered the shot of Caleb Fogarty and took it away. Run out by Gordon all the way to the rack. No good, but he accepted a shove below the backboard, and he'll get two. 43-28 in favor of Sydney by 15. Chuck, I get the feeling, much like I did on Tuesday night, Sydney can take it to the hoop and score whenever the Yellow Jackets really do need 2 points. Do you feel that way?
Well, it's easier for them to score. It just seems like sometimes they play a little too fast.
Andre Gordon missed a free throw, made a free throw. 44-28, the lead is 16. Here is Troy in backcourt. Ball rifled up ahead in the left corner for Archie. Deflected by Sydney, and it goes out of bounds. And you can bet every time head coach John Willoughby gets a timeout, he tells his Yellow Jackets, hey, I love the pace. I love it. Fast break when you get the chance. But take care of the ball. You don't want to get too sped up because then the careless miscues and the errant shots take place.
I think, yeah, because they've only turned the ball over seven times in the game. But it makes them take bad shots.
Right. Foul against Sydney in the act of shooting. Troy at the stripe. Down by 16, 44-28. Shaden Olden, a 6-foot sophomore in off the bench, connects on the free throw to make it 44-29, Sydney. Dominic Durr back in for the Yellow Jackets. You have Durr, Hudgens, Wertz, Gordon, and the fifth player out there is Roberts. Both free throws in, 44-30, Sydney by 14. 1 minute, 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Roberts, here's Gordon, mid-post area, back to the basket. On the arc to Wertz, he lets it fly. It hit the glass, ricocheted to Troy. And here is Olden down the floor. He's not stopped. Takes it to the rim. High off the glass, no good. Long rebound to Troy. It's hoisted up to Fogarty. It rimmed out. He followed, got it from 10. No good. Rebound Sydney. Andre Gordon, one on three. He shovels it toward the iron. No. Got the rebound back and fed Hudgens, who scored. Case in point right there, Sydney. Chuck, I should say. Sydney got too fast. Missed the first layup, but had a gang of players on the board and got the rebound.
Well, I'll tell you, and that was a behind-the-back, down-the-baseline pass he threw perfectly to Hudgens.
It sure was, and then Troy tries to counter a little too fast at its offensive end, and guns a quick three, not close. Sydney's got the rebound, up 16 with 46 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Rontez Roberts drives, and it's stripped, taken away by Troy. Up the floor, Monroe in the foul lane. Hits a cutter, Owens, a little looper from 7 feet, good, over the top of Wirtz, 46-32. Sydney leads by 14. Sydney led 30-8 late in the second quarter. Since that point in time, Troy's outscored Sydney by 8 points. 15 seconds to go in the third. Gordon at midcourt. Big possession here. Ball lob, deep right corner, open look, Hudgens, three ball. He makes it look easy. 4 seconds to go. Hudgens squished to three. Here's Tyler at midcourt for Troy. No good. And the third quarter closes. Big bucket for the Yellow Jackets, ending the third stanza. Boy, has Josiah Hudgens ever had a fine game tonight for Sydney, which leads by 17, 49-32 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Sydney 49, Troy 32. We start the fourth quarter. Viney's got the ball for Troy. Feeds it baseline right to Olden. Little 10-footer, short corner, no good. Rebound by Sydney. Quickly down the floor, Andre Gordon. And he calmly stops on a dime and hoists in a triple. Wow, he, like Hudgens' last three before the end of the third quarter, made it look so easy. Good-looking form, terrific jump shots from long range, all net. Here's a running one in down the lane by Jaden Owens of Troy. High off the glass, no good. Rebound Sydney. Andre Gordon wants to go. Good passing. Hudgens left corner, short on the triple. Rebound to Troy. Sam Schoenfeld snared the board. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter, and Sydney has extended the lead to 20, 52-32. Here's a drive by Viney of Troy. Wants to dish it. Has his arm grappled, foul by Sydney, and Troy will throw in baseline left. Well, this was a 12-point game, Chuck, about 90 seconds or so ago, late in the third quarter. But 8 quick points by Sydney, and it's up to 20. Two threes. One by Hudgens, end of the third. One by Gordon, start of the fourth. Speaking of threes, Trayvon Archie arches one in from downtown. He's got three of them for the Trojans.
Yeah, he's really heated up for them.
I think Paul Bremigen has seen a bright spot who will get more action in games to come. Here's a baseline drive by Sydney. All the way to the rim, running one-hander by Durr. Good. Nice play by Durr. He kissed it in high off the backboard. He suspended himself in midair and dropped it through. 54-35. Sydney by 19, 6:20 left in the game. Long three-pointer by Troy. It is Archie, backboard, rim, no good. Rebound Sydney, two-on-two break. The finish low in the right by Hudgens. How many for him?
That's 20.
Timeout, Trojans. 6 minutes left, fourth quarter. The lead for Sydney is 21, 56-35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
Here is Troy after the timeout, getting Archie free again behind the screen. It circles the iron and comes off. Rebound by Sydney. Andre Gordon, forecourt right, bombs away. No good. Rebound Troy. Boy, the shots are being fired up at a quick pace. And here is a bust out by Troy the other way. Driving layup is good. Braden Seiler got the two as the Sydney defender fell down. The lead is 19 for Sydney. Yellow Jackets a bit careless, a little too fast as we talk. And they throw it away once more. Here's Archie through the paint area. Flipped it up with the right hand. No good. Long rebound, Sydney. Down to Gordon. Gordon with a flush. Andre Gordon flushes it. 58-37 in favor of Sydney. 5 minutes, 10 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. Near side pass is Caillou Monroe. Into the post. It goes on the play to teammate Standiford. He twists and turns, gets it to go, and he's fouled. Nice looking maneuver by Standiford on the inside.
That counts as just as many points as Gordon's dunk. The difference is Gordon's dunk brought the entire stands up.
Yep. Everybody wearing black and gold and red and gray and white.
Yeah, I've been watching some of the Troy kids over there when he's had some of those dunks. They're just kind of enjoying the heck out of it.
They're in awe. They loved it, too. Free throw by Standiford, good. Three-point play converted. 18-point lead, Sydney. Here's a long, long three-pointer. My goodness, it's in. Was that Hudgens again?
That's his fifth.
Woo! Josiah Hudgens from NBA length. Wow, what a shot by Josiah. The lead is 21 for Sydney, 61-40. Head coach Paul Bremigen has used his timeouts frequently tonight. Not happy with the defense on Hudgens. Troy down 21. We'll take a break. 4:33 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Troy. Sydney Yellow Jackets well on their way to win number 3 in 4 starts. And all of these games, Chuck, at the beginning of the year on the road.
Well, that just means they get to play a lot of home games at the end of the season. So
yep.
Get them out of the way and win them. That's good.
Sydney Yellow Jackets return home 1 week from tonight to play Piqua. That's the home opener for Sydney. And then in a game that we plan to cover on December 18th, Sydney is at Vandalia Butler on a Tuesday night.
Looking forward to that. And I was talking to Kyle Bachman last night, one of the best officials in the area. He's got that game.
Oh, neat. Three-point shot attempt by Archie from downtown for Troy. It's no good, but a hard-working offensive rebound is up and in by Standiford, and he's got a chance at his second three-point play here in the fourth quarter. As Rotez Roberts tapped him on the arm as Standiford made the shot. 4:15 to go in the fourth. 61-42 in favor of Sydney. Free throw in and out, no good. Rebound down to Rotez Roberts of Sydney. Roberts up and over the timeline. Josiah Hudgens has been on fire. He's put on a long-range shooting clinic tonight for Sydney. 3:56 to go in the fourth. Andre Gordon, foul line extended right. Gives it into the corner. It's a short corner jump shot. Pumped up and in. Jace Conrad got it. And nobody checked him. And Jace proving that Sydney's got scores all over the court. Conrad played exceedingly well last year coming off the bench as a junior. Here's a foul in Troy's half court, elbowing against Sydney with 3:38 left in the game. The lead is 21-63-42 in favor of Sydney. Here at the free throw line for the Trojans is that Archie or Monroe?
That's Monroe.
Monroe rimmed it, no good. Second shot by Caillou Monroe of Troy. He dips the knees, and that one's hard. And the rebound is yanked off the glass by Rotez Roberts. Outlet to Gordon. Gordon fakes right, goes left. Foul line. Pulls up. Gives to Darren Taborn. Conrad in the corner. Here's Devin Taborn. A little shy. No good. Caught iron. Deflected into the hands of a Trojan. Seiler. 3:19 to go in the game. 21-point lead, Sydney. Here is Monroe. Not guarded. Takes it to the rack from 40 feet away and lays it in. Nice play, Monroe, of Troy. 63-44 Sydney. Here's a double team in midcourt and Hudgens. It's nearly swiped. He has his arm jerked to foul. And that is not a one-and-one situation yet. The lead is 19. It was 22 late in the second quarter. Troy got it down to 12 briefly in the third. It's back up to 19, 63-44. Sydney's big advantage, never really in danger. Troy unable to mount much of a threat. Here's Conrad right down the pike all the way to the rim. From down around his knees, he flips it off the backboard, no good. Rebound, Troy. Forecourt left, spotting up, gunning, Jaden Owens. Nearly an air ball, barely caught the rim. Touched the bottom of the net, went out of bounds to Sydney. Very poor shooting from outside for Troy all night this evening. Andre Gordon has been good, has not been very good, has made some spectacular plays. Josiah Hudgens has been outstanding for Sydney here tonight. Here's Hudgens with the ball 25 feet away. Now to Rotez Roberts. Gordon in the left corner. Drive. Reverse layup. Oh, that's a piece of cake. That was a blow-by from the left corner. A burst of speed by Andre. Then he used the rim to help him, to help shield the defender. And went all the way underneath the basket, came out of the other side, and flipped it through. Quick shot by Troy. Missed. Andre Gordon, two-on-one break. Hits a teammate, Conrad. Shot deflected. Troy's got it. Minute 58 to go. 65-44 Sydney. And here's a blocked shot by Sydney as the player, Shanefelt, took it down the right side of the lane. Either Rotez Roberts or Jace Conrad or both blocked that one.
Well, I think Roberts blocked the shot, and I think Conrad fouled the shooter. I think Paul Bremingen agrees with me.
Did they call the foul?
No.
No. And Paul, not real happy, thinks his Trojan player should be shooting at the stripe. A minute 54 to go in the fourth quarter. And Sydney's on top of 21. Rottes Roberts has had another one of those jumping jack performances. That a good description, Chuck?
Yeah. He's impressive. He's fun to watch.
Jumping Jack Rottes. They never called me Jumping Jack. Jack.
I'll bet.
I got off the ground about 2 or 3 inches.
If it was both feet, you did better than me.
Foul called against Sydney on the inbounds pass, but Troy has a lot of fans exit here tonight. Sydney enjoys a 21-point lead. Minute 48 to go. Missed free throw by Troy. Here's Andre Gordon at midcourt. Feeds it off in the right corner. Here's a long left-handed three pumped up there by Devin Taborn. It is no good. Weak side rebound, Sydney. And the ball is swatted out of bounds by Troy.
That's Conrad. I mean, he had a wide open just put back, and he just shot it up short, hit the bottom of the rim.
Sydney inbounding. Ball fed right in the lane to Lathan Jones. Shot fake. Then he dishes off to a teammate, and the layup is in by Devin Taborn. Good play by Lathan. Missed the first attempt, got the next rebound. Devin Taborn cut toward the basket. Lathan fed him. Here's a blocked shot by Sydney. No, a foul. With a minute 23 to go. Yellow Jackets, I think right now, Chuck, enjoy their largest lead, 23 points, 67-44.
Well, if you want to find a bright spot for Troy, the strength of their team, at least me watching him tonight, are all underclassmen.
Oh, it is. It's a young club. Monroe is a senior. Martinez, who hasn't seen action tonight, played well last year, was very good against Greenville in the opener. He's a senior. Sam Schoenfeld started tonight's game. He is a senior. He's not a big scoring contributor, however. But a lot of young men, Standiford, Seiler, both juniors. Owens off the bench, a sophomore. Archie's looked good from long range. He's a junior. Caleb Fogarty's a sophomore. Ryan Davis, a junior. Shaden Olden, a sophomore, has played. One free throw made. Two shots made by Troy. The lead is 21 for Sydney with a minute to go in the game. Here's Gordon with a nonchalant shovel pass, and it's intercepted by Troy. And breaking down the floor is Eric Viney, and he lays it in. Alert play by Viney on the theft. He cashes in with two. 67-48 in favor of Sydney. Yellow Jackets have it deep in the left corner. Added Devin Taborn on the arc. Straight away, Josh Hartlett on the dribble. Fine defensive back on the football team is Hartlett. Hits a cutter down the lane. Conrad shot it strong, no good. Rebound down to Troy. Half minute to go. Here is Archie blitzing up ahead. Pulls up top of the circle, goes to Viney. He cuts through the lane. Might have traveled, no call. Missed the shot, rebound jammed out of bounds by Sydney with 22.1 to go. Sydney up by 19. Baseline left of the basket, Ryan Davis will throw in. Sydney missed a boatload of close-in shots in the first half, or this game could have been over after the first two periods. And it was only a 16-point game in intermission simply because Sydney did not convert the easy ones. Missed shot, turnover by Sydney. Then Troy with an errant shot attempt. Sydney got the rebound with a second left and threw it down the floor to Lathan Jones, who missed a five-footer on the run as the buzzer sounded. Ending tonight's game, Sydney winning by 19, 67-48. It was 30-8 late in the second quarter, and from that point on, it was virtually a stalemate. The rest of the game over the final 16 minutes plus, Troy outscored Sydney by 1 point, and the final score winds up 68-47. Sydney wins it by 21. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Clancy's underwrites our star of the game in just a moment. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Go Goffney. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Frisch's in Troy, Sydney, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. The in-between, just south of Butkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, big shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Francis Schulze and Superior on the web online with us here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And don't forget Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Drop in, tell Carl Arnes you said hello. Brookins has high-quality food. You'll enjoy that new late-night menu. Carl has tweaked it just a bit. Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. The new owner-manager, tell Carl you heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Remember the pork chop special on Saturday nights. 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated chops on Saturdays at Brookins. You can't beat it. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. All Sydney here tonight, Chuck. I think I misspoke. I said the final score was 68-47. It was actually 67-48.
That's what I got.
The lead was 22 late in the second quarter. And from then on, Troy outscored Sydney by 3. That was it. Got it down to a dozen at one point, I think, 54-42 in the second half. That was the closest Troy could get. Could never get it down to single digits. Never really threatened Sydney seriously whenever the Yellow Jackets needed a basket. It was a quick run-out field goal the other way. Had Sydney shot it a little better, especially in the first half from in close, this would have been a 30-point win.
It absolutely could have been. There were 82 total rebounds in the game. That's a whole lot for a high school game.
Yeah, it is.
That means you missed some shots. Sydney had 15 offensive rebounds. Troy had 13. Free throw shooting not good for either team. Sydney 7 of 15. Troy 10 of 20. Individual scoring for the Trojans, they were led by Archie with 13 and Fogarty with 10. That's a junior and a sophomore. On the other side, Josiah Hudgens, 23 points. Andre Gordon chipped in with 15.
Josiah was special. He was dynamite here this evening. He ran the floor well. For whatever reason, Troy didn't respect his outside shooting, Chuck. He was left alone many times, and it was like skunk. The backyard garage door game.
Yeah, he made 5 of them. He made 5 threes. I think he missed 2, so 5 of 7.
Josiah Sparkle, he's your Clancy's Award winner?
Absolutely.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. And nothing fancy, just fantastic food. The Clancy's honors tonight to Josiah Hudgens, red-hot shooting. He had 23 points tonight for Sydney here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Troy had won its opener by 40 over Greenville tonight. Sydney defeats Troy by 19. Could have been worse. Obviously, Greenville not very strong. Vandalia Butler is potent, and that's a GWAC North opponent for Sydney in the next couple of weeks. In fact, we had that game for you on Tuesday night, December 18th at Butler. That's our next Sydney webcast, and it's a road game. In fact, that will represent road game number 5 in the first 6 games this year for Sydney. Sydney returns home to play Piqua next Friday night. That's the home opener for the Sydney Yellow Jackets next Friday against Piqua. Sydney now 3 wins, a loss, victories over Tip and Troy in the GWAC North, and also a victory at Bell Fountain on Tuesday, a loss down at Hillsboro against Mason. And that's the kind of quality opposition with a very, very good defense that you'll see at some point in the tournament, probably district time.
Well, I mean, those are the games. It was good for them to play them. I would like to see them get a couple more games in and get some really good teams.
Yep.
Because that's what they're going to need when it comes to the tournament time.
A variety of defenses thrown up by Troy tonight. Sydney had an answer for just about every one of them, Chuck.
Well, they came out in that box and won, and that allowed Hudgens to stand out there and score 13 points in the first half. They did a great job on Gordon. He only had 3. In the second half, they played man-to-man. Gordon scored 12 in the second half. But the Hudgens, they held him to 10.
Held him to 10 in the second
half.
He
was terrific. And Rattez Roberts only had 5 points, but he had probably had 7 or 8 block shots. Yep. And created all kinds of problems for Troy shooting the ball inside.
Yeah, quickness alone for Sydney will wear down clubs all year long, as will Sydney's depth. It's a deep team. Head coach John Willoughby subs frequently. That's a positive sign, because if young men get in foul trouble, John's got extras to go to, and those extras can put the ball in the hoop just like the starters.
Well, if you want to find one spot, well, I guess there's 2 spots. Their free throw shooting a little spotty.
Yep.
The other thing that I've noticed in the 2 games we've seen, when Gordon's out of the game and teams pressure, Sydney tends to turn the ball over a little bit. And that could be a scary spot.
Yeah.
For Sydney down the road.
Yeah, good point. Free throw shooting tonight, as you noted again, Chuck, reflective of the field goal shooting. Spotty, not very good. A lot of shots taken in this game. It was a frenzied pace, and in the span of 10 seconds, Chuck, you might see 2 shots at one end, 3 at the other end, 4 or 5 shots in just a 10-12 second span of time in this game. The ball was going up on the glass frequently, but Troy simply did not have an answer for Sydney's athleticism here tonight.
No, absolutely not. And I think a lot of teams are going to have the same problem.
Yep.
With playing the Yellow Jackets, that's for sure.
Our next webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow afternoon from Rushi. Tip-off 2:30, webcast time 2:10, Anna girls versus the Rushi girls. It's an important Shelby County League game. Anna needs to make a statement and play Rushi tight tomorrow. Anna would put a feather in its cap with a road victory. Rushi's already lost 1 in the league, no shame in that, at Fort Loramie last Saturday. Last year, Anna beat Rushi at Anna. Rushi beat the Anna girls at Rushi. So it's been pretty even, Steven, the last several seasons between these 2 teams. It's an important game. We've got the action at 2:10 tomorrow afternoon. Don't forget, on Monday night, Fort Loramie girls are on the road. We've got Monday night bonus coverage for you from West Liberty Salem, which offers a very good girls program as well. At Fort Loramie at West Liberty, tip-off 7:30, webcast time 7:10 on Monday night. Then on Tuesday night, Anna boys at Rushi. We're at Rushi on Saturday for the Anna Rushi girls. We're at Rushi on Tuesday for the Anna Rushi boys. And that is a key game in the Shelby County League. Last year, Rushi beat Anna twice in Shelby County League action. Go figure. Anna beat Fort Loramie twice. Fort Loramie beat Rushi twice.
It's all matchups.
Yep. So we start that circle of pairings once again this season. And we have a big Shelby County League boys game for you on Tuesday night in Shelby County League play. It's Anna at Rushi. Again, our weeknight tip-offs at 7:30 webcast time Tuesday night. Anna at Rushi boys, 7:10. Sydney JVs won comfortably. Sydney Varsity wins comfortably. Both won convincingly this past Tuesday at Bill Fountain as well. Hope you joined our webcast tonight. As I said, we have action tomorrow afternoon at 2:10 here on Scores Broadcast. Ron Mooney is our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until tomorrow afternoon at 2:10, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Troy, where Sydney has defeated Troy by a final tally of 67-48.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.